Take a moment to stretch up and settle in. And focus on restfulness in the body for just a moment. Physical relaxation, emotional peace, even absence of sensation. These are some qualities that are in the body that can be restful. We're going to explore some forms of visual rest. Open your eyes. And now, slowly close them. Notice how, as you slowly close your eyes, it gets darker and darker. But even if your eyes are completely closed, it might not be completely dark. There might be some brightness mixed in with the dark. This is nothing special or unusual. You close your eyes, things get darker, because you're shutting off physical light. On the other hand, some physical light still comes through. And there is also the light of the mind, the light of consciousness itself. Notice in front of, behind your closed eyes, the dark. Notice the bright, if it's present. Notice any gray tones, in-between tones. You may find the darkness attractive, restful. You may find the brightness attractive, restful. It may be natural for you to just focus on the grayscale, the mixture of dark and bright, which could be uniform or blotchy. This is one form of visual rest. You're aware of illumination level, presence or absence of brightness. You're not so concerned with color or form. Color and form may be there. There may be colors. There may be the form of mental images, visual thoughts. If you have mental images, just sort of look through them, around them. If you have color, be interested in how bright or dark it is. So we're contacting the simplest visual experience. This is one form of visual rest. It's related to practices in early Buddhism called kasina and nimitta. But we'll just consider it to be one example of sea rest. It's visual, but it's undifferentiated, relatively formless. Focus on it, rest your attention on it. You can do so with effort, or you can just passively sort of let it concentrate you. You wish to label sea rest. The sea rest may be stable, unchanging, good. Let it stabilize you, take you into a timeless world, slow down your internal clock. Or it may not be stable, it may flow, it may swirl, vibrate, pixelate, undulate. If it flows, let it massage you. That's good too. It's all good. If it's stable, it stabilizes you. If it flows, it soothes you. Focus all your attention on this form of C-Rath. Let other experiences arise, but in the background. You may wish to tune into just the darkness aspect. You may wish to tune into just the brightness. You wish to tune into the mixture. Whatever is attractive for you. Good. This is sea rest with your eyes closed. It's also possible to have sea rest with your eyes open. The way to do that is your eyes are open, you look out, but not at the world. Some people call it soft focus. Some people call it open focus. Some people call it far mountain gazing, like you're just looking off with a 1,000-yard stare, like looking off into infinity or space. It's sometimes used in the martial arts. Some people call it defocus. Let's explore. Not everyone relates to it, but we'll explore for a moment. Slowly open your eyes. Notice things get brighter as you open your eyes, and color and form arise. Let color and form arise. What we conventionally call the material world in front of us, which is actually just patterned light. Sort of look through things, around things. You're going to mostly be aware of color and form, but a little bit detached. Look around the world rather than at it. That might be another description. This is another way to see rest that works for some people. If you wish to label, that's the label for this way of soft gaze, open focus, defocus. Let's explore this for a few minutes. Good. Now, slowly close your eyes. Notice how things get darker, but notice how there might also be brightness. You can completely close your eyes or partially. It creates a grayscale blank. Note that as sea rest. Continue for a few more minutes to explore sea rest. With your eyes closed, or one quarter open, or half open, or completely open, whatever you like. If you have visual thoughts, look through them, around them. Your eyes are open, let color and form be there, but you're looking through it, around it. As you do this, body experience and auditory experience will arise. Let it. That's equanimity. Far, we've explored restfulness in the body, and we've explored just briefly visual rest. In the moment, we're going to explore auditory rest.